Prime Minister Tsvangirai spokesperson Luke Tamborinyoka said the arrest of the two caretakers Piwe Vera and Elizabeth Banda is an attack on Mr. Tsvangirai's office and an affront to democracy and the rule of law. Attorney Zimbabwe Chimbwa representing the two said they were taken to the law and order section at Harare Central Police Station and had not been charged at the time of going on air. He said the case could be linked to Thabani Mpofu, Felix Matsinde, Mehluli Chuma and Anna Muzvidziwa, who were arrested on Sunday and charged with impersonating police officers. They are also alleged to have compiled a dossier to discredit the nation's judicial officers for allegedly not prosecuting corrupt officials within the government. The four were arrested alongside former Harare MD City Councillor Worship Dumba and top human rights lawyer Beatrice Mtetwa. MDC National Youth Chairperson Promise Mkwananzi tells Studio 7 the intimidation of Mr. Tsvangirai's workers is typical of ZANU-PF behavior, especially with the national elections expected sometime this year.
It is characteristic of ZANU-PF to use intimidatory tactics to coerce others to support them, particularly at this historic moment in our country where a new constitution has been heavily endorsed by largely MDCT supporters, and ZANU-PF is panicking, and hence the harassment that we are seeing of the staff and all other people that are perceived to be associated, sympathizing or supporters of the MDC.
Political commentator and Zimbabwe Democracy Institute director Pesa Rwanya says worse is yet to come as Zimbabwe heads for elections.
So as we go for elections, ZANU-PF is beginning to coordinate, to mobilize its repressive state machinery that was in hibernation in preparation of the battles ahead. So they also have to send a message that they are still in charge, that the MDC is useless, is a junior partner, and we are in control. So they are sending this message to their supporters that no, make no mistake, we are in control, we are in charge. Look, we are even arresting, workers from a political partner that is the Prime Minister who is in government.
Rwanya said Mr. Tsvangirai must confront President Robert Mugabe and tell him that the message of peace he is preaching is not in line with what is happening on the ground. He explains that the MDC must energize their base and raise their game.
This political game requires that they close ranks with those people, for instance, in the NCA, Progressive Union, that they were having problems, so that the civic society, the MDC, speak with one voice and also start to do, advocates around these issues in SADC with the evidence. And this is the evidence that they need to collect and put it in an advocate's toolkit.
Mr. Tsvangirai this Wednesday met the SADC facilitation team to discuss the situation on the ground as the country prepares for elections following the adoption of the draft constitution this week. Meanwhile, lawyers representing Mtetwa today launched a bail application with the High Court. The matter has been set for tomorrow before Justice Joseph Musakwa. Mtetwa, who was charged with obstructing justice, was denied bail yesterday by a magistrate's court which said she was a flight risk. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.